Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Course Guide to the Research. There are so many amazing researchers out there who have helped us so much with learning about how people can acquire and learn other languages. I've written a paper, but I wanted to give you a quick overview, essentially the Crash Course Guide to the Research. There are so many great people, but it's Dr. Stephen Krashen who really helped me understand this years ago as a student and young teacher. About 40 years ago, he came up with 5 theories of language acquisition, and they are this: the acquisition learning hypothesis, the monitor hypothesis, the natural order hypothesis, the input hypothesis, and the effective filter hypothesis. We're gonna go ahead and skip through to my summaries, and you can actually read this paper on your own if you want to get a little bit more in depth, as well as link to his work. Acquisition versus learning. Acquisition is natural. Learning is intentional and more artificial. Think about the way you learned your own language as a child. You were immersed in messages. You were read to. You watched television. You listened to songs. You read. With learning, think about the formal instruction you had in school. Think about what a noun is or a verb is or an adverb and how you learn. Instruction on parts of speech and grammar exercises are examples of formal language instruction that many of us have experienced. Monitor. This is the practical result of the language learned. It discusses how learners monitor what they've learned and acquired in the new language. For example, some over-monitor and as a result are overly measured in their language use, ultimately at the expense of communication. Some under-monitor at the expense of accuracy. Optimal learners remain aware enough to monitor their own use to allow for continued progress, yet don't let mistakes halt their progress. Natural order. As Krashen says, for a given language, some grammatical structures tend to be acquired early while others late. I like to use the example of children. Think about some of the simple things they say when they're first learning. It's choppy and it's rough. And then think about the time someone graduates from college and how sophisticated and polished their language is relative to a small child and the ease of expression that they have. This natural order seems to be similar among languages and learner profiles, and grammar does not need to be learned in a specific sequence. Input. In order to keep your skills growing in a language, you need comprehensible input. That's language you understand. You want I plus one, input plus one, right? Input plus something that's going to make you do a little bit of thinking and problem solving, and then that language becomes yours, just slightly above your level of language. Effective filter. This can have a huge impact on how quickly you learn languages. It can be scary. If you are an extrovert, you can put yourself out there. And if you're a perfectionist, you might be a little bit measured with your communication. So I wanted to talk about Benny Lewis. If you don't know who he is, he's the Irish polyglot. And I think he's done a great job of really bringing these 5 theories to life. He's a super smart guy. He was studying engineering. He's a hardworking guy. He knows how to get things done. But he couldn't learn Spanish. So he decided to just throw out the traditional methods and get talking to people. Acquisition learning. Benny ditched the textbooks and traditional grammar instruction and went right for meaningful interaction and communication with people. He talks about speaking from day one. This can be very scary. However, it's absolutely necessary. Benny starts with some traditional learning at the very beginning of embarking on a new language by memorizing some words and phrases. So he uses both of those things. Right? He understands the importance of acquisition, right? He gets in there and talks to people, and then he understands the importance of trying to make sense of what he's hearing. And understanding these 2 theories is the key to making quick progress. Krashen always says that grammar really can't be artificially taught. It really needs to be taught through interesting content. And I would argue that that interesting content can be real life communication, that you're learning structures that you can then use in to talk to people about certain topics. And I also would say that grammar can be taught. You just can't lead with it at the end of the day, right? Whether it's through purely through input, interesting content, explicit instruction, you can't lead with grammar. You got to see lots and lots of examples in context first. Monitor. Focus on communication. He doesn't speak perfectly, and he'll tell you that he makes lots of mistakes in the beginning. And then when that person speaks back to him, he's getting more input and using that to refine his skills. He pays enough attention to keep improving, but doesn't let the lack of knowledge of grammar hinder his progress. Natural order. We all go through the same stages. Benny moves through these phases quickly because he keeps a focus on communication. And so he's always getting more input. And this is where he's getting all of his new language. And then he's processing it through output. He focuses on getting into meaningful communication and context. The more you engage in speaking to others, the more language you will acquire. And that goes for reading and listening as well. Effective filter. The guy's an extrovert. He likes talking to people. And so the big takeaway that I would really like for you to get is that what this means to you is acquisition. Speak with native speakers or highly competent non-native speakers early on. Italki is the best place to do this. Get a package of lessons. These people know how to provide learners with comprehensible input and practice. And it's not realistic to do that even more than a couple of times a week for a lot of people, or even once. And that might even be scary when you're just starting out. So I like to talk to myself, record yourself and document your progress. Just use your phone, use voice memos, journal and write. The same way to build fluency. Audio courses are an ideal way to turn your phone or your car into the ultimate language learning lab. Listen to courses like Pimsleur that provide you opportunities for output. You can do courses while you're cleaning, doing errands, walking, or commuting. Headphones on the train or on the bus. I love how Duolingo now has those chat bots. And learning, don't worry about all the rules. Invest your time in one of the three modes of communication. Interpretive, that's what you understand. Interpersonal, which is communicating with people, and presentational, which might be talking to yourself, journaling, standing up in front of a group of people, writing a letter or an essay. When you start understanding the rules and seeing patterns without explanations, it's the perfect time to learn the rules or the grammar. It's how you learned your first language. Monitor. All that refinement will come with time. Just worry about communicating. I don't think it's bad to invest time in study of grammar. And it's a great thing that you can do on your own, but really invest some time in communicating, right? Understanding people and practicing what you've learned. In the natural order, when you get into the intermediate level, you'll create with language by speaking in sentences. Don't worry about the grammar. Again, with time comes refinement. An effective filter. We're not introverts. We're not extroverts. I have a part of me that is very introverted, but the more you put yourself out there, the better your skills will become more quickly. And don't worry about perfection. And the very most important thing is to be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the kind of compassion that you would a child learning a language. You know, I'm going to leave this for you to read if you want to get a little bit more in depth on Krashen's five theories.
Thank you for listening to the 5 Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.